Welcome to Your Health to Go, brought to you by Demystifying Your Health, providing the clarity that you need. I'm Ashley Wood, registered nurse and author, your host. In each episode, we take a health topic that's important to you and break it down into easy to understand information. We also discuss the most common treatments and preventative techniques. Thank you for joining me today. Let's get started. Today's topic is erectile dysfunction. It's not uncommon for most people to not always be in the mood when their partner is, and this can contribute to erectile dysfunction. While this is completely normal, if you're experiencing this frequently, it can be a sign that there's something wrong. What causes erectile dysfunction to occur? When should you see a doctor? What can be done to treat it? Erectile dysfunction is when you're unable to get and or keep an erection that is firm enough to have sexual intercourse. The reason for this can be one of many factors or a combination of them. In order for a man to be sexually aroused, it requires input from his brain, hormones, emotions, nerves, muscles, and blood vessels. If there is something wrong with any one of these, it can impact his ability to have or maintain an erection. Some physical causes of erectile dysfunction are high cholesterol, high blood pressure, low testosterone levels, diabetes, obesity, tobacco use, alcoholism, sleep disorders, enlarged prostate, and certain prescription medications. Some psychological causes are stress, depression, anxiety, or relationship problems. For some men, as they age, it might also take longer to develop an erection and they might not be as firm. While it's not abnormal for men of any age to occasionally experience difficulty having or maintaining an erection, if it occurs regularly, you also experience a decrease in your sexual desire, or you have any other health conditions that could contribute to erectile dysfunction, you should talk to your doctor. The treatment for erectile dysfunction depends on the cause and the severity of it. If you have any underlying health conditions, it's essential to treat those first, since they could be the reason why you're having difficulty getting or maintaining an erection. Nitric oxide is a chemical that your body produces and causes the muscles in the penis to relax, which increases blood flow and allows an erection to occur. There are several oral medications that can help to enhance the effect of nitric oxide, such as sildenafil, tadalafil, vardenafil, and evonafil. These pills don't cause an erection by themselves, but increase the signal of the nitric oxide once it's released from the nerves in the penis, which occurs after being sexually stimulated. It's essential to note that if you're taking nitrate drugs that are often used to help alleviate chest pain, you shouldn't take any of these erectile dysfunction medications. You also shouldn't take these medications if you have heart disease, heart failure, or low blood pressure. Another medication, alprostolidil, comes in a few different forms. It can be injected using a small needle into the base or side of the penis or placed as a suppository inside the urethra. With the injection, the dose is designed so that the erection doesn't last longer than an hour. With the suppository, an erection usually occurs within 10 minutes and lasts about 30 to 60 minutes. If you can't take any medications, there are a few other options. Penis pumps involve placing a hollow tube that has a hand-powered or battery-powered pump around the penis and then sucking out the air that's inside the tube. By doing this, it creates a vacuum that causes the blood to fill into the penis. After an erection is achieved, a tension ring is placed around the base of the penis before removing the tube. This keeps the blood in the penis in order to keep the erection, which usually lasts long enough to have sexual intercourse. Another option is a penile implant. This involves surgery to place devices into both sides of the penis. They are either inflatable or bendable rods. The inflatable rods allow the individual to control when and how long they have an erection. Bendable rods keep the penis firm but bendable. Typically, implants are only recommended after all other methods have been tried and are unsuccessful. There are some other things that you should consider. Several recent studies have shown that exercise, especially moderate to vigorous aerobic activity, can significantly improve symptoms of erectile dysfunction. This is definitely true if you're overweight. However, no matter what your weight is, make sure you talk to your doctor before beginning any exercise routine. It's also key to talk to a psychologist or counselor, particularly if you're feeling stressed, depressed, or anxious. If you're having issues with your relationship in general or due to erectile dysfunction, it can be helpful to talk about it not only with your partner, but with a therapist as well. While the whole ordeal might be very concerning, don't assume that it's a long-term problem. If you smoke, be sure to stop. Don't drink too much alcohol, and don't use recreational drugs, since all of these can cause erectile dysfunction. One thing to be careful of are any alternative products, like herbal Viagra, because they don't always list all of the ingredients that are in them, which can be dangerous, especially for those with any heart conditions. The best way to prevent erectile dysfunction is to manage any existing health conditions you have, and to make any necessary lifestyle changes. This means seeing your doctor regularly for checkups. It's also important to get help for anxiety, depression, or any other mental health conditions. Find ways to reduce the amount of stress that you're under. Exercising several times a week is very important. Just do so under the guidance of your doctor. It's also key to not smoke or use recreational drugs and to limit the amount of alcohol that you consume. Erectile dysfunction is something that can be very concerning, but the good news is that it usually isn't permanent, and there are several treatment options. If you have any questions or concerns about erectile dysfunction, please speak with your doctor. If you would like more information, please visit the Urology Care Foundation's Erectile Dysfunction page. Thank you for spending some time with me today. If you found the material to be valuable and helpful, please tell your friends about us. We're on social media, so like and follow us there to stay up to date on our latest information. You can also sign up for our weekly newsletter on our website. Stay healthy, and please join us next time on Your Health to Go. Now, time for the legal statement. Please keep in mind that the content we provide is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified, competent health provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition. Never disregard professional medical advice or delay in seeking it because of something you have heard on Your Health to Go or seen on the Demystifying Your Health site. Demystifying Your Health does not recommend or endorse any specific tests, physicians, products, procedures, opinions, or other information that may be mentioned. Reliance on any information provided by Demystifying Your Health, its employees, others appearing at the invitation of Demystifying Your Health, or other visitors to the site is solely at your own risk. If you think you may have a medical emergency, call your doctor or 911 immediately.